Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Nails clipped and flea dipped. You're listening to the Big Dog on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall during the breaks. My goodness. Welcome back to the final hour. We are absolutely pleased to have Dr. Andoise Allen in the studio this afternoon. Basically, getting us up to snuff on what was a huge story last night on the CBS Evening News. Nothing new, newsworthy to Dr. Allen. Basically, just got her dander up because they do have the answers for all of this. And you know, Katie Couric comes on the air last night saying, oh my God, diet sodas have a link to heart disease and obesity. And Dr. Allen said that about a month and a half ago in here on her way to a conference to talk about that exact subject. How do you think the word got out on that, Doc, that because of that study that was released by Framingham?
That studies have been done over the past 2 years, and the bigger soda companies have been trying to keep it quiet while they develop something that won't do it.
So they have something on the shelves to replace it when they have to pull the other crap off of there, right?
And they don't yet. Yeah. They're still working on it. They're not ready yet. So they believe me, there's a lot of dismay and freak out going right now at the beverage companies where people are freaking out because they know that the cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows about the diet soda. They were hoping to ward off the story for a while, but it's out there now. And you can't take it back.
It is out there. It's on every major news website, and every major news story in the country has followed this. And we are lucky enough to have Dr. Allen come in exclusively right here to The Animal to explain that to our people, which got everybody's inquiring minds going about a month and a half ago. So we are lucky to have her here. If you want to join us, you can do it right now. If you've missed any of the show, all three of the first 3 hours are up on the website, 620wdae.com, and go to my webpage, and they are up there, both in podcast and able to download and basically stream it, too. So send it to your friends. Send it to to anybody that doesn't believe what's going on today, especially the first hour. Have them listen to that when all we had was maybe the best minds in all of science with us this afternoon. Basically reiterating the facts that Dr. Allen is talking about and backing the support of what they are all saying. You're going to have your naysayers. You always will. That's what science is all about, is the debate. Is old school versus new school. People are saying poo-poo to that, but that's because they don't want to. Either they're getting paid. The best quote was by somebody who's the president of the Beverage Association, which was, well, how can you have a problem with 99% of it is water and no calories and a little bit of flavoring making people fat? That's ridiculous. But we found out that that's not ridiculous because we found out today through Dr. Vaughn that water's not even that good for you right now unless it goes back to what our water was originally made to be.
And we can't go backwards. We have to go forward. It's like going back in science, back to the future. And the president of the Beverage Association has a real rude awakening coming.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she's in a pretty bad position.
Oh, yeah. She's got to say that, right?
She's got to backpaddle, but there's no way around it. The science is finite. It's good. It's hardcore. We've validated in our laboratories, and our scientists, who are the top scientists in the world, have validated it. There's no getting around this. We've now got to change everything.
Mm. Amazing. And you wonder what got us this heavy as an obese nation has now got to change. And it's all been manufactured, basically. Let's go to Lewis, who is in Venice. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing, Doctor?
Good.
Great.
I feel like you're speaking to me. I really do.
Good job. Yeah. What are we speaking to you?
Well, I'm 37, father of four. I'm 6'4", and I was 445 pounds. That was a year ago.
Wow.
And I was always healthy, though. I mean, I was a big guy, but my cholesterol, triglycerides, blood pressure, everything was good. And about a year ago, I was diagnosed with hypertension. And I have prescriptions of Zyac and Lotrel that I take for that.
You were a ticking time bomb, pal.
Yeah, yeah. I discovered that. And what made me realize that was 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that was inevitable, hon.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And I didn't understand this. And unfortunately, I have the worst occupation for losing weight. I'm a truck driver.
Whoa. You're
fast
right.
Fast food's on the run.
Yeah,
drinking
and not moving.
Yeah. And not moving.
He's not moving. The truck's moving, and he ain't moving.
Yeah. As soon as I was diagnosed with the diabetes, I haven't had a regular soda or a juice or any kind of beverage like that since. And I dropped 65 pounds in 7 weeks.
Wow, good for you. Because you know what? You can get rid of that diabetes.
That's my plan.
I promise you can get rid of it.
It can go away?
Yes. You can totally reverse type 2. You can't reverse type 1. Mm-hmm. You can totally reverse type 2 diabetes. Absolutely. By getting the fat cells small.
Yeah.
It's not about your weight. It's about the fat cells shrinking up and becoming flat. And remember the question that you asked before we left?
Yeah, before the break, yes.
That this gentleman fits right into that.
Yes, he does.
Is that he has created what we call a metabolic cascade, okay? And a metabolic cascade is one in which you keep putting the key code into the fat cells and go, turn on, turn on, turn on, turn on, and then they're permanently locked in the turn-on position, and then they create more and more fat cells, and they get bigger and bigger, and then they subdivide, and they start touching each other, which is really bad. And then what happens is when you're on that metabolic cascade, you're on the complete entity of fat storing. You can't get off. So when you're on a metabolic cascade, it's if you're in a car. Your body's the car. And you're going down a hill and there's no brakes. So that's what a metabolic cascade is. You're going down this hill in a car. There's no brakes. Your body's the car. And it's as you go down the hill, you get fatter and fatter and fatter, and you can't stop it. So what he's done is he's created now a pathology of a body that wants to create fat cells. And the only way that you can stop that is to completely turn off that key code, which means not eating any cephalic food or drinks and not eating any high glycemic foods or drinks ever. Because as soon as he does, his body goes,
right back
you
open
got
again,
it.
Huh?
And it's a very
it's
tough
kind of like
battle.
An alcoholic that gets off the booze and once they go back on, it's like they never stop.
You
right?
got it. And the metabolic cascade is what's causing all of our kids to be obese, because every day they're eating foods that trigger cephalic or the glycemic index, and so their fat cells go, oh, I know what you want. You just want me to get – the same thing happens when a woman's pregnant. She starts subdividing and making new fat cells, so when she has 4 kids and she tries to go back to a size 4, it ain't going to happen because she's created new fat cells.
How do you get rid of fat cells? You never get rid of them, you just flatten them?
You got it, baby. And think about it. If you have a billion fat cells and you're trying to make them flat like this, right,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to you have a smaller number of fat cells and you're trying to make them flat. So a person who only has a little bit of excess adipose tissue fat can shrink them down in a short period of time. But someone who has created millions and millions of more fat cells, they have an uphill battle in trying to get them to go flat. It's almost impossible. And that's why you see these people out there starving themselves or going on crazy diets, because they're right. They'll say, I'm not eating a lot of food, but I'm still fat. Yes, because you've created a metabolic cascade. And the only way to reverse it is to eat every 3 to 4 hours smaller meals, no more than 500 calories at a time, and they all have to be low glycemic and non-cephalic. That's the only way to turn it around.
Mm, interesting stuff. Let's go on to Sam, who is up next. Go ahead, Sam.
Steve, good evening. Good evening, Doctor. How are you?
Very
good.
Well.
Good. Then I'd like to go back to the subject of the arginine, if you don't mind.
All right.
And I'd like to hear what you have to say about, I read many, many years ago that arginine can enhance fever blisters and cold sores with people that have that virus within their system.
Yes.
Is there any substance to that?
Absolutely. And as you know, I have quite a few patents in the field of arginine, and you can see that at my website, AndeWeezeAllen.com. Here's the deal with arginine. Arginine will exacerbate the herpes simplex virus, and that means it doesn't cause herpes viruses or the herpes simplex virus, but if you already have it, it could be latent. And there are people who have a low lysine deficiency, and that's genetic, will develop cold sores and herpes viruses, okay, symptomatic of genital and mouth sores. And so what happens is lysine is the major protector against the herpes simplex virus. So arginine depletes lysine. So when arginine and lysine fight each other, that means you take more arginine than you are lysine, then you're going to develop, if you have the latent herpes simplex virus, you will develop it. Now, L-arginine M squared is the only patent in the world that has the reduced ability to do this. But the worst thing you could do would be to take lysine and arginine together. Never, ever, ever take arginine and lysine together or within 4 hours. But here's what you want to do. Go to the health food store, get yourself some maybe Twin Lab lysine capsules, and take maybe 1,000 milligrams 1 to 4 times a day, completely away from any arginine that you're taking and completely away from meals. And that lysine will help prevent the outbreak of the herpes simplex virus, whether you're taking arginine or not.
Right. Well, I'm glad you say that, because I'm going back probably about 20 years ago now. And correct me if I'm wrong. Is it herpes simplex B?
Yes.
Okay. Because I about once every 18 months or 12 months, I do break out in very tiny fever blisters just on the corner of my mouth.
Right.
And when I first found out about it about 20 years ago, it was very interesting, because lysine was actually suggested to me, and I've been using it ever since, and it is fantastic.
Ah.
The other thing is this: I was told that, and again, I want your expertise on this, that sometimes when you peel a banana, and you see like the black area in a banana, like bruised.
Uh huh.
Does that contain a high level of arginine?
Yeah, but that's not where you want to get your arginine from.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. Actually, the best forms of arginine come from meat, from poultry, you know, chicken and eggs has a great source of arginine. But you can't get enough arginine in food to increase GH or testosterone, whatever. But for you, what causes your outbreaks is stress and lack of sleep, or getting freaked out about something. Anything that traumatizes the body is what's causing that, and that's when you need to up your lysine a little bit.
And he's the head of USA Rugby.
So I love the rugby players.
I was watching the All Blacks in Australia last night on Santanta, and it was those are big boys.
Oh,
right there.
Big boys.
Man, oh, man. How they play that game is beyond me.
And didn't Beckham just...
He went with MLS. Yep. Yeah. He hasn't played much yet, but... he's going to make MLS a little bit better to watch, too.
Like, he needs more money.
Yeah, $250 million worth.
I know.
Brad, you're up next. We'll come back and try to get as many phone callers as we can right up until 7 o'clock with Dr. Andoise Allen, who blesses us with her presence in the studio this afternoon, discussing all of the major news that is out there with diet sodas and everything else that's going on with your body here on The Animal, 620 WDAE.
Tampa Bay Storm football is 620 WDAE.
It's a touchdown, Tampa Bay!
The Sports Animal.
Welcome back. 619 here on The Animal, 620 WDAD. No, anybody could be talking about the Michael Vick press conference or the David Stern press conference. Don't worry. It's all in the memory banks. It's all in the computers, and we will talk about that tomorrow because inquiring minds want to know, but you'll hear the voice of authority tomorrow.
Brooks.
990 in Hillsborough, Pinellas, 461, toll-free 1-888-546. They all end in 4-6-20. Let's go to Brad, who is up next. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Big Dog. Hello, Dr. Ann.
Hey.
First, I've got to admit something on the air.
my wife was right. She's been trying to get me to stop drinking Diet Coke for 3 years, maybe longer.
What was her reasons, though?
She is very much into the health. Any of the health magazines she reads all the time, and hands me a handful of vitamins and things to take and for different things. But my question for you, Dr. Ann, is cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
I've been struggling with cholesterol, just the LDL, the bad cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
My HDL's been good. It's in the high 90s. Triglycerides are very, very low. Always had great blood pressure on the low side. But it seems like the acceptable levels of the cholesterol have been going down. Is that because of the statin drug companies or
yours personally?
Well, no, I mean they seem the levels used to be like 180.
Oh, I see what your question. Your question is that they continue to lower the standards of what is acceptable cholesterol, correct?
Yeah, and they should. They should lower them, you know, as low as they'll go before we drop dead on the floor, because we really want very, very low cholesterol. But really, cholesterol is mainly genetic. You know, your cholesterol levels are controlled primarily by genetics. If you're healthy and you eat a good diet, you generally don't have cholesterol problems. And if somebody does, it's genetic and you have to take drugs. You really can't get away from it, because diet and exercise many times won't control that if you have a genetic polymorphism or precondition.
So the statin drugs are okay to take in your book?
Well, you know, I don't like drugs at all, but
yeah.
For what they are, you know, some work and some don't. And some work in some cases and some don't work. You know, primarily, if people could try diet and exercise first to get your cholesterol down, and also arginine helps a lot getting your cholesterol levels down naturally. And if that doesn't work, then you got to go to, you know, a physician and get on some drugs, because that cholesterol will kill you.
Okay. Yeah, I've dropped it a good deal, but I've still got a ways to go.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know about you, but I can't take statin drugs.
Yeah, and some people can't.
No,
and some
I can't.
It doesn't work in some people.
No, I can't take them, and I won't take them, and I refuse to take them. But
yeah.
You know, if I didn't, when I do need help, there's a new one out there that doesn't use statins, which I can accept.
Yeah, I would go for that. I agree with you.
Zetia, which goes to the other
system. Yeah, I would try that.
I did, and there's no side effects.
Good job.
And statins are, I just cannot take them. I don't want to take them, and I won't take them. So.
And if there's an alternative, I totally agree with you completely.
Because statins, in the long run, I mean, they're good for you, but they're not good for you.
Right.
Is that
you're
what you're
exactly
saying?
Right.
It'll
you're
lower
exactly
your cholesterol,
right.
Which is the aim of it, but it's...
Wreaks havoc in other areas.
Exactly.
Yep,
and there's too many side effects for me to be comfortable with taking them, that's for sure. Let's go to David, who is in Palm Harbor. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how you guys doing, Steve?
Good.
Dr. Allen?
Good.
I appreciate what you guys are doing a lot.
Thank you.
I actually, kind of echoing the last caller, my question was actually along the lines of heart disease and as it relates to glycemic intake of foods.
Uh-huh.
My family, my father just had a quadruple bypass. We're actually pretty small frame people, pretty in shape, take a lot of supplements, and just very into just a healthy approach to eating and lifestyle in general. But
mm-hmm.
we're caught up in the whole heart disease phenomenon, and cholesterol levels kind of through the roof.
That's genetic. Remember that's genetic.
Very,
but
very
but you said
genetic.
You take supplements. So here's one thing you do need to know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a male, you cannot take supplemental iron in your vitamins, say a daily vitamin with iron in it, because that will exacerbate and worsen your condition. Do not take any supplemental iron.
Okay, that's important information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of there's a doctor that is a cardiologist, but he actually has kind of a combined natural approach as well, Dr. Sinatra. And a lot of what he preaches is just about the production of cholesterol. It's not really from the American Heart Association approach of low fat.
Right. Remember, the American Heart Association has changed their story. They now say that 30% of your diet needs to be fat.
Yeah.
Come up to what you've been saying for how long?
20 years.
Yeah.
Specifically, I guess, to direct my question for you, Dr. Allen, is that he endorses a group of supplements that include some amino acids, but also being specifically L-carnitine that he's done research on. He explains the biochemistry of all these in his book.
Okay, I know Dr. Sinatra. I love him. Okay. I have found, and my partner is the leading cardiovascular specialist in the world, Dr. Randall Maxey. He's at our website, glycemicindextesting.com. And I'll tell you what, we've gotten much better results on a different amino acid than carnitine.
Okay.
If you compare carnitine to any of phenylalanine, lysine, or we found the best results using 5 grams of L-arginine taken 1 to 3 times a day in the daytime. We're getting much better results in that than we are with carnitine. So if we're looking at amino acids, the best profile we get for improving cardiovascular markers is L-arginine. 5 grams taken 1 to 3 times a day, but not the carnitine. You get some benefit with carnitine because it actually increases muscle mitochondria. But you get much better results by using the amino acid L-arginine for that.
And what about what are your thoughts on D-ribose as a supplement?
I think it's good in terms of your multivitamin, but again, if we look at the comprehensive plan and human maximum performance of all the nutrients you need, everything has to be in balance. Everything has to be based on the somatotype you are. And I think you said you're an ectomorph, where you're kind of small bones.
Actually, not really. I'm more of a mesomorph myself.
Ah.
But.
At least you know what it is.
Yeah, he does.
Very good.
I'm about 5'9" and about 162 pounds, and I exercise pretty regularly and intensely, and I try to address it this way, but nutrition and supplementation hasn't done anything to my cholesterol levels at all. So
because yours is genetic, honey. Myself. It's genetic.
Yeah.
Genetic.
Yeah.
But you're right. Reducing the glycemic index of the food you eat and taking arginine 3 times a day will help as far as that's going to go nutritionally. The rest you're going to have to, go to a physician and see what you can get on to get that cholesterol down.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to...
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, very smart. Let's go
smart
to
callers.
Let's go to Steve on a cell phone. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I really appreciate the program today. I find it very informative.
Thank you.
Couple of questions I have. One, I have a friend, I'm 53, by the way, and I have a friend about my age that's taking HGH, and he seems to be, he doesn't work out, and he looks pretty, cut and everything. I'm wondering.
What kind of HGH? The injectable HGH?
No, he orders it online. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But I wanted to know, do you recommend one? And the same thing on the...
I recommend one if you're trying to kill yourself. Okay. So,
okay.
Believe me, I'm very familiar with HGH.
Yes, that we know.
Yeah. It's one of my specialties, and... you need to stay as far away from that as you can go. It's like some athletes are using, steroids and enhancers, and they go along great for about 4 or 5 years, and then they completely, their body falls apart. Bonds and
we're
other people.
We're seeing Bonds disintegrate right in front of our eyes.
So you absolutely cannot take HGH, because what it does, it destroys your own hypothalamic pituitary axis of growth hormone, anti-aging hormones. If you want to kill yourself early, buy some of that HGH and take it. So please,
okay.
For the love of God, don't do it.
Then let me ask you, give me what I do want to do.
Okay.
Is there a multivitamin?
I'm going to give you an answer, honey.
The L-arginine M2?
Yes, I'm going to give you an answer. Go to argm2.com, and it will tell you all about how to reinstate GH out of the hypothalamic pituitary axis without killing yourself.
It's just argm2.com.
You got it.
All right, and that'll get me on a program of what I need to.
You got
do to
it.
Stay young.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. One last question.
Are
you there? All right, my wife is big on sweetening with honey. Do you? What do you think about honey as a sweetener? And
I would think if your wife wants to become obese, that's a really good idea. Honey is very, very high glycemic, as we were talking about today. So, yeah, honey's a natural sweetener, but so is stevia. And stevia will elevate blood glucose, and honey will elevate blood glucose. Even in children, you absolutely cannot give honey to children. It can be very toxic to a child under age 1. Please, mothers, remember that. And it for children, it increases the size and the growth of their fat cells. Do not give your children honey. And if you're an adult, I'm sorry, but honey's out of the question. Yeah, if you're a Cro-Magnon man and that was all you had and you ran 50 miles a day, yeah, you can have some honey.
It's amazing that if they think it's natural, it's good for them.
Sometimes
it's not.
No, exactly.
Sometimes it's not.
Like licorice. A lot of women are using licorice. Licorice will cause spontaneous abortion in women.
Really?
They can't even eat licorice candy. Yes. So it's amazing. They go, it's all natural. Yeah, well, it's got problems.
Let's go to Dan on a cell phone quickly. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was calling about, actually, in particular, the workout drinks that they have currently, the workout drinks like they have niacin, guarana, all those things. Now you can find them in the local gas station store.
Right.
What is your opinion on those?
I think they suck, and here's why. No, I'll tell you what. You can make a good, and they're called thermogenic drinks. Okay, can make a good thermogenic drink if you formulate it properly. But right now, the only people I know that are doing that are Celsius. They're the only people I know that are making an appropriate thermogenic energy enhancing drink, and that's why it was named Beverage of the Year. But the ones that you see that I see typically, I don't like the formulas because they cause a lot of metabolic problems. They start to throw stuff in a bottle and get it out there. They don't do research. They don't do clinical trials. They just go, let's put some guarana, let's put some niacin. And by the way, half the people who take niacin end up in the emergency room because it causes a niacin flush and they think they're having a heart attack.
Yeah. That's true. I tried the very first time I tried, my entire body started itching.
There you are.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you not
get out of my wit's end? I didn't know if it
exactly.
was normal. Or
did
not,
you not freak out luckily. When that happened? That you can't believe how many calls I get from the emergency room where the attending physician is going, I called you because this person took niacin, and what do you think? And they're just having the niacin flush. Send them home.
Yeah, I was seriously, I had the worst itch.
And right behind your ears, too, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm on the bike, and I'm like, well, it says it's normal. That's what I'm supposed to feel.
Well, you got to think, if your body does that, it can't be a good thing.
Thank you, Dan. We got to run. But it seems to me they take the buzzword.
Exactly.
Supplements or whatever the niacin is out there now.
They would put a petroleum.
If it was the buzzword,
platinum.
They just throw it in there.
Plutonium.
Yeah. Niacin is one of the newest buzzwords.
The vasodilator.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's what's doing it.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back, Jürgen, and Kevin and Peter, you hang in there. We'll be. Peter wants to talk about that guy that writes the books. His initials are
KT. We got a bloodbath coming,
KT. Oh, my God. Since you brought it up.
Can I have my spurs now?
Yes, you can. You can stick them right in his side. We'll come back with more here on the Animal 620 WDAE.
Animal Adrenaline Online at 620WDAE.com.
Welcome back. 6:39 here on Tampa Bay Sports Animal. Let's see if we can quickly go through these calls. Let's go to Jürgen in St. Pete. Hello, Jürgen.
Hey, Steve and Dr. Allen. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Steve, if I said it once, I'll say it a million times. You not only have the best show in this area, but in this country, bar none. Rome ought to be your chauffeur.
There are a lot of people laughing at you right now. But I happen to agree with you. Go ahead.
I'm a nurse, and I've worked with literally hundreds and hundreds of doctors, and by far, I mean, you're number one. Your knowledge is unbelievable.
Thanks, sweetie. So
I have two quick questions and a comment. My wife takes quite a bit of vitamins. Is there such thing as taking too many vitamins?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most controversial issues that we address at the Glycemic Research Institute. Because the thing about vitamins is it's extremely complicated, and you'd have to have a PhD in nutritional biochemistry to even walk into a health food store and pick out what you need. Because it's a landmine. Just for example, how many people knew that taking a supplemental iron, which is in almost every single product out there, every supplement has iron, and iron is a carcinogen in males.
Mm-hmm.
And exacerbates cardiovascular disease. So the problem is, how do you develop a protocol, which we call a vitamin matrix, which we do with our clients, And we have to take every single nutrient and establish by that patient's medical history and their somatotype and their own biochemistry what they should be taking. So you're right. It's a complete landmine for what people should and shouldn't take. For example, almost every vitamin, multivitamin, has vitamin A. And what we know about vitamin A is it causes major health problems in women, but not in men. Just like iron causes major medical problems and health problems in men, but not in women, because women lose their iron every month, which is one reason that women live longer than men. Plus, you know, they live longer because they give men crap all day long and download all of their aggravation. But that's not biochemical. So, no, there is no easy and set way to say, I need this, I need that. I'd love to be able to give you an answer, but it takes us, 6 months to get people on a proper vitamin protocol, because we have to figure out exactly what they need. And that's why we're booked 2 years in advance. It's so complicated. And a lot of, when I go to a health food store and I start looking at the vitamins, my head blows off at some of the stuff that they're putting in there. It's unbelievably bad.
Oh, yeah, bad.
Okay, my second question was, she also takes diet pills. Is there a safe diet pill?
No. Please, for the love of God, ask her to go off it. You know, taking the diet pills is really not the way to go, and it certainly won't decrease the size of the fat cell. It'll just screw up your metabolism.
Prescription or over-the-counter?
Over-the-counter, I think. Well, she gets them off the internet, I think.
No, please tell her don't do that. Please, well, please, please.
She's in her car. I told her I was calling, so she's listening. So
yeah. Okay, honey, your husband's right. Wait, I don't think I've ever said. Have I said those words?
No. You never have. What? There you go. Thank you, Juergens. I appreciate it. Let's go to Peter, who is up next.
Pita.
Go ahead, Peter.
Pita.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Dr. Allen.
Hey.
All right, you know what's coming.
No, so, no, we don't. We don't.
The guy who writes the books.
Oh,
yeah, just let's just call him that instead of using his name.
Yeah, the guy.
No problem. So that guy recommends a couple of things. And I had a question about the HCG injections, because I was really not for that, but I'm not exactly sure how that would affect me. So I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, just don't do it. That's what I'm telling you. Please don't do it.
That's good enough. And then,
plus, don't forget, if you do that, your testicles will shrink up to the size of walnuts.
No, we don't want that.
No.
And then the other thing is he recommends different types of cleanses, colon cleanse.
Okay, no, and no. Please, for the love of God, don't use any colon cleansers, okay? Please, just trust me on this one. It is a complete crock.
Doesn't your body naturally clean
your
colon?
Yes, yeah, hello. If you want to clean your colon, drink some water. Please don't do that stuff. It's really dangerous.
Oh, okay. Very good.
He says
it because he can sell it.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. And I really just
want to. And the man is a complete idiot.
Okay, I'm getting
off of that. Tell him he used to sell nutraceuticals,
yeah,
right?
We won't say any names, but somebody used to sell vitamins and nutrients all over the internet. And have you noticed he doesn't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Because the FDA and FTC stopped him. So then he said, I'll just write a book that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yep.
Please, people, don't do it.
He's been stopped many times.
Yeah, he's a bad, bad boy.
And that's why we're not mentioning his name.
And I don't like to see people wasting their money.
Right.
You know, and doing dangerous things.
And yet he's become a bestseller on this.
Because he doesn't care.
No, he'll go out there and he's out there to make money. There's no question about it. Let's go to Kevin in Tampa. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Big Dog and Dr. Ann. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
All righty.
Hey, maybe you can help me with this. I've been having an ongoing problem probably for the past 5 years. It just came out of the blue. I've been getting, like, heart palpitations. Like, it feels like my heart skips, and it freaks me out.
Honey, you got to go to a
cardiologist for that.
I've been to two cardiologists.
Uh-huh.
And I've done all, I had EKG tests, stress tests, you name it. You name the test.
And they can't find out what's wrong, right?
No, they think I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Well, you can feel it.
You know what? It could be as simple as an electrolyte imbalance in your body that causes heart palpitation. It could be genetic, which is why they can't find it. But you've got to keep going to doctors until somebody finds out what's wrong, because we don't want you to just fall over dead, honey.
Right. Could you recommend anyone, or
Dr. Randall Maxey, but, you know, go on the internet and type, go to Google and type in your symptoms and see who you can, who comes up as a specialist in that field. And I don't care if you have to go to D.C. or New York to see him, but really do not let this go any longer, because it could be nothing, but it could take you down by tomorrow, too. And I don't want to see you lose your life over it.
Right, right. So it is a concern, because the doctors tell me it's no, you know, there's no concern. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, honey. No, no. See, it's like what we were talking about during the break. If you start to grow the two-headed Raymond Burr baby, you can't take an aspirin and it'll go away. Your
right.
body's telling you that
right.
there's something wrong, and it could be something simple or it could be something complicated. But in many genetic diseases and polymorphisms, they aren't able to nab it, because when you go in, it's not happening at that time.
It's right. like it's the old proverbial taking your car into the shop and whatever you said was wrong with it
right.
is not going wrong
it's
at the moment.
It's not doing it, but yeah. something is triggering it, and you need to find out what. And as I said, it could be simple as electrolyte imbalance, or it could be a genetic defect
okay.
of the
okay.
valves.
So definitely get it checked out. Thanks so much.
Okay.
And also, do you think fish oil supplements is a good idea?
Absolutely, but they have to be balanced. The omegas have to be balanced. And generally, you know, go to a health food store and get a really good omega balanced fatty acids with the right sixes in it. Because if you get the wrong ones with the sixes and the fours in balance, it makes things worse than ever. But absolutely, I think omega fatty acids are fabulous. That's why people who eat fish live longer. But you could also just eat some fish. In Florida.
Norm's going to be our last caller of the afternoon. Go ahead, Norm.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep.
Hey, Doc, I just heard you recently talking about iron in the blood, and I've recently been diagnosed with hemochromatosis.
Oh, boy, hemochromatosis. Yeah, that's yeah. Obviously, well, you can't take any iron.
Right, but that's what I was wondering. Is there, because I've been given the blood once a week now for the past month and a half.
Right.
And I'm still very sluggish, very tired.
Right.
I mean, is there vitamins or is there things out there that I can take, or are foods I'm eating, I eat a lot of
Yeah, there are, but with hemochromatosis, and by the way, for those of you out there that don't know, it's a hereditary disorder with an excess of iron, and it's a very serious thing. Because excess iron can take you down and cause cardiovascular disease and prostate disease and all kind of things. But really, what you need to focus on is getting the rest of your nutrition appropriate. So I would go to the health food store, and like Twin Labs Daily 2s is a great vitamin. Go to the health food store and ask for Twin Lab Daily 2s without iron. They're one of the few companies.
I take it.
He takes it. Yeah, we got the dog on it. We put the dog on it. Go to the health food, like Rolling Oats, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Rolling Oats, and tell them you want the Twin Lab Daily 2s, not the Daily 1s.
Abby's carries it up in Carrollwood, too.
Abby's, go to there and tell them, and it'll say without iron. And take one of those with each meal. So take three a day. And you should notice how you feel, because people with hemochromatosis also are really tired all the time. And that should help a lot.
And I've had the biopsies done, and they said my liver is showing scarring and early signs of, I think you said, fibrosis?
Yeah, but that hemochromatosis does that.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do about that right now except what your physician recommends. But in terms of energy, you need to get some good high-quality B vitamins, and the Twin Labs Daily 2s has those because they don't have iron in them. You just have to make sure that it says without iron.
That's right. And it does say right on the label,
Yowza.
Without iron. And it's
Yowza.
A big green sign.
Yep.
All right. Doc, before we let you go, I want you to give out some of the websites that you've touted today. Not touted, but want people to go to skinnyscience.com. Just, give a recap of this.
Our human in vivo clinical research laboratory is glycemic.com and glycemicindextesting.com and glycemicresearchlaboratories.com. Skinny Science, skinnyicecream.com, humanmaximumperformance.com is our sports site, and Human Maximum Performance for professional athletes, and our NanoCroc site is there for kids, children athletes, and then there's Edible Computer Chips, which is the online scientific library for nanotechnology, and then there's Trutina Dulcem, TrutinaDulcem.com. You can also go to thermosuite.com, and it talks about nanotechnology and nanomolecules. But if you go to Google and put in my name, ANNDEWES, ALLEN.com. You'll have stuff to read all day if you want to take a nap.
And that's the fastest 4 hours I think I've ever been through.
Amazing.
Again, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, babe.
Whenever you get in here, it's a treat to our listeners and to me.
The dog's the man, and I love him dearly.
I can talk about David Stern in the NBA and Michael Vick and Arthur Blank tomorrow. But when I get a chance to get you in here, I'm getting you in here.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Dr. Andoise Allen. Thanks to the Butler's Barbecue for supplying dinner. It was out of this world, and I highly recommend their food. And we will talk all about sports and hopefully be in the studio tomorrow. We'll take a short time out, come back, and wrap things up with Dr. Andoise Allen here on The Animal, 620 WDAV.